You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Welcome, everyone, to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis. The lift that keeps giving. Here's the thing, everybody. When you're thinking about getting something done for your facial improvement, one of the number one questions that I get asked is, how long is this lift going to last? How long is this laser going to last? How long is the facelift, the neck lift, you name it? That's one of the number one questions. And it's a very honest question, and it's should be something that everybody would ask. But here's the way I would like you to reframe the thought process about this. And the reason why I'm bringing this up to you is because we've had a massive run of office hours for the past week because everyone's coming in to get things done now. And obviously, one of the first questions someone's going to ask is, hey, if I'm going to get this facelift and neck lift, how long is this going to last me? And here's how I really want you to think about the question as well as the answer. Whatever you get done is going to set the clock backwards at least 5 to 15 years, let's say. And when we think about it that way, literally for the rest of your life, you will always look younger than you would have if you didn't do the eyelid lift, the face lift, the neck lift, because it's allowing us to basically take away the signs of aging to a point where you're just going to look more youthful. How many years is that going to last? How many years is that going to last? I don't know. How many years younger will that make you look? I don't know. But the beauty of doing these procedures is that if there is a look that you're going for and we can recreate that surgically or non-surgically, you're going to achieve a certain look and a result for a good amount of time. And let me add one more thing to the mix. If you start into this prejuvenation game early enough, there's the potential that you'll never look as old as you would have looked if you didn't start at all. So just yesterday, I was on TV talking about this word prejuvenation. And the word really has become more and more popular because younger and younger people are entering into the cosmetic plastic surgery world. And we find that the earlier you get involved in doing something that's going to turn the clock back, the better you're going to look for the long haul, and could you potentially be stopping the need for a more involved procedure like a facelift or a neck lift down the road? We don't really know that yet because a lot of the people that are entering into the Botox land and to the filler world are now starting in their 20s. So let's say by the time they're 40 or 50, will they have created a situation where their skin has been basically trained so that it won't fall off the facial skeleton as aggressively as it would have if you did nothing? And that's really what we're trying to achieve when we're talking to you about why put a filler in, why put something like Sculptra or Voluma or any of those types of facial injectables in your face in very strategic locations. And the reason is we're using it as a scaffolding so that the tissues that rest on your facial skeleton have now more been suspended. They've been placed on a scaffold, if you will, and been elevated. Now, over the course of time, those products will dissolve, but your body will have created scar tissue, or collagen, as we like to call it, that will hold your tissues in a higher, more lifted location forever. So we've done studies through the plastic surgery societies, and we know through the literature and through all of these research papers that when you stimulate your body's collagen production, your body is going to make collagen just like it would when you were much, much, much younger. It really doesn't care how old you are chronologically. What it's doing is it's stimulating your body's process to make collagen. Regardless if you're 25 or you're 85, these products will stimulate your body's capability to make collagen. Now, obviously, if you're 85 years old, in order for you to see a result, you may need more of this product to get the amount of collagen necessary to create that much of a lift versus a 25 or a 35-year-old. But from a research perspective, and when looking at these things under a microscope, it doesn't matter. Because what we're doing is we're trying to build your own body's capability of lifting your tissues back up to where they used to be. Now, you may say to yourself, well, wait a minute, how's this 85-year-old person going to look that much younger if they just get, let's say, a syringe or two of Voluma in comparison to the 35 or the 40-year-old that got a Voluma injection of the same amount? And you're absolutely right. That's where getting the facelift or the neck lift in that 85-year-old patient may be exactly what they're needing in order to get the results that they've come in asking for. And that's why when you come to a plastic surgeon's office, it's very important to really have a very thorough discussion with your plastic surgeon. Listen, during my consultations, I'm in the room with these patients for at least a half hour to an hour talking about every option under the sun that'll give them the look that they want. Now, some of them will be questioning downtime. Some of them will be questioning what about cost. Some of them will question about what's the longevity of doing that procedure versus another one. And that's why the consultation should last as long as it does, because we should be going over every one of those things. So when you're coming in to your plastic surgeon's office to really review these different modalities, make sure that you're asking all of those important questions. But remember what I'm saying to you. Any of these things that we're doing nowadays will really be in some way a permanent result. So I'm getting back to my initial premise, which was when we're talking about the lift that keeps giving, I am really honest when I tell you that everything from an injectable such as Sculptra or Voluma or any of those products are triggering your body's response to grow new collagen, which will keep your skin hoisted and lifted up to a higher, more taut location. You may be the person, however, that really wants to see a phenomenal result. And you may be the person that never really did too much leading up to your age of 50 or 60. And you may be saying, I really want to look 15, 20 years younger, like immediately. Then you're the patient that really would need a facelift, neck lift type of a procedure. We may do a brow lift on you and an eyelid lift and all of those things. But remember, it will be the lift that keeps giving from the standpoint that we're going to resuspend everything. Your body's going to scar things into place appropriately, and you're going to look more youthful, younger for the rest of your life. Regardless of when you get started, you'll always look younger than if you didn't do anything. So you've been listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, and I'm looking forward to speaking with you again next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.